Today's Lenten devotional is written by the Reverend Daryl Locke, class of 2017. To be frank, today's gospel reading is bizarre. It's bizarre even by the gospel standards, which is a rather high bar. Indeed, if a friend told you this same story over a beer, you'd suggest he close his tab and go home. You just wouldn't believe it, man, he tells you with a slight slur. So we get right off the boat, right? Then this crazy guy comes up and starts screaming at us. Oh, there was this horde of pigs. Did I tell you about the pigs yet? It's at this moment you half expect him to fall off his bar stool and pass out. The central message of this passage is, of course, the authority of Jesus, the power of God. But perhaps something not to be lost here is the way God works in both the chaos and utter ridiculousness of life. If this is the Messiah of the unexpected, we might expect to find him in, well, the unexpected. He is to be found working not just among the staid and the stoic, but also the eccentric and the idiosyncratic. We all likely know this, but this story is a good reminder. Perhaps it gives us pause to actually say hello to the woman caught in spirited conversation with herself in the park. Or maybe we reach out to the odd man at our church who owns a small herd of cats and has the odor to prove it. As opposed to always trying to turn away from the bizarre, possibly we should look for the divine in it. According to this story, Jesus works there. Some thoughts to consider as we make our way through this strange and reflective season of Lent. Let us pray. Dear Lord, this Lenten season, please give me fresh eyes to see your Spirit at work. Help me to see you bringing freedom where there is oppression and hope amidst desperation. God, life is so often messy and downright ridiculous. Yet give me wisdom to see you working through such circumstances, and also conviction so I too might share your message of hope and light. Amen.